Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Well, some newly revealed court documents have provided some fresh insight to the night of the brutal home invasion attack that left 4 University of Idaho students dead, as Judge Stephen Hippler denied a motion from accused killer Brian Koberger. The ruling rejecting his defense's attempts to challenge key evidence and upheld the validity of the search warrants used in the case. But here's the deal. In that denial, we learn of another claim that was made by one of the surviving housemates of what they saw that night and what they testified to in multiple police interviews beyond just the bushy eyebrows. This is interesting. A surviving housemate, one of 2 of the roommates who were not attacked, told police that she saw an intruder walk out the back door of the Moscow, Idaho home. She described him as tall, lean, white male with bushy eyebrows, and here's the new part. Noted he was carrying a vacuum type object as he left.
That's weird.
After locking eyes with her. That is a little weird. Is he carrying like a dirt devil or a fuzzbuster around? Like, what is he what is he doing?
And I looked up some of these vacuums online. They range from really big canister type vacuums and upright vacuums to actual handheld vacuums.
Well, there's all different types of vacuums, but she saw a vacuum-like object. So what are we assuming he had here and what you're talking about? What are you talking about specifically? What type of vacuums are you referring to?
Yeah, and they didn't give us those details. So it'll be interesting to know, because what they ended up doing at Koberger's home is they took like the dustbin out of a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to find fibers and things from that house in that dustbin?
Well, it's like, did he take, I have a shark vacuum, and it's like one of those like removable top ones where you can take the top off. I never do it, but it'd be a nice feature to use someday, where you can take it off and do like pet stuff. You know, you can like move it around without having to use the whole unit. You can actually just use it like a smaller vacuum, if you will.
Yep.
And so I'm wondering, like, did he take the top of a shark or whatever around? And that's why what an interesting, weird thing to do, to take a vacuum to a murder scene.
Unless, now think about it.
Are they missing a vacuum?
Well, unless you are a student of criminology and you know what they could find on the scene. What if it's a wet vac?
Yeah. Huh? Maybe that's why there was no more DNA of him around the place.
Right?
He was in and out. I don't think there was a lot of time to do a ton of cleanup, but maybe it was like for anything he could think of that he had touched, he made sure he vacuumed. So, and we do not know what they found in that dustbin.
No.
They better hope they still have the contents of that dustbin. I would think they do. I would think that's why they took the dustbin to begin with.
Well, hopefully it's locked up in evidence that it's not getting loose anytime soon.
So if you get here, okay, theoretically, if this is the vac, I mean, if he was dumb enough to take the vacuum home, and didn't dispose of it with the knife, if he did it, allegedly. That dustbin would be very valuable for showing a correlation between the house and what you have. Maybe DNA, but almost, I would say, you know, pieces of the home, fiber of the home, things that are in the air. And this is why you don't tear down fucking crime scenes until the case has been tried.
Exactly.
We got the digital. We got in there with the realtor camera. They can do a lovely home tour if they're wanting a nice five-bedroom.
But what if there's a paint chip or something
exactly
in this vacuum and in this vacuum dustbin, and they could match it with the actual house?
Here's one more for you. And this is hoping things are going swimmingly. Maybe they've already done all that. Maybe they have that evidence. Maybe they have already literally done exactly what we're just suggesting. And they're like, yeah, we can tear the place down now. Why not? We got everything we need to show that there's evidence in his home that connects him to the crime scene through the dustbuster. And that pretty much says it all. We don't need to prove it anymore. I would hope that that's maybe what's going on. You know, there was a lot of things at the beginning of this case, and I was extremely vocal and critical of it at the beginning, going, what the fuck is going on here? And it turned out they had a lot going on there that we were unaware of. It was presenting as being very sloppy and clustery, but luckily we were wrong, and they had a lot more intuitiveness than we had thought initially. And you have the FBI in this case very early on as well. So I don't know. That's a very good question as to what this is all about. Although she admitted to police that her memory was fuzzy and cloudy and that everything was kind of blurry, as one expect after that, her description of the suspect remained consistent across multiple interviews. She also recalled hearing a male voice inside the house say, "I'm here to help." His defense team has sought a Franks hearing, a rare legal proceeding where they could argue that law enforcement misrepresented or omitted critical information in the search warrant affidavits. They focused on the surviving housemate's credibility, claiming she was in a dreamlike state and that police unfairly paraphrased her statements. However, Judge Hippler ruled against them, stating that any issues with her account were fodder for cross-examination at trial, but did not impact the probable cause that led to Koberger's arrest. The court documents also revealed new details about the evidence seized from Koberger's Pullman, Washington apartment. Investigators collected a dust container from Now we know the brand. Do a little research for me on this. Bissell Power Force vacuum. Look that up.
I did.
Is it removable? Is it a...
Well, one of them is.
Okay.
But there are so many different versions, and they don't give us a model number, that there's like 10 different versions.
Is there like a small version of a Bissell Power Force vacuum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see, is this a big Bissell Power Force vacuum? Is this a detachable piece that was used? I would think it'd be one you didn't have to plug in. I don't know. That would be my assumption, but I guess that would also be another thing to look at the electrical bill too. I mean, I don't know how well they can track that of like, can you check when power was pulled at a specific time from a house? And if that would be in line with a vacuum that would have been used at that moment.
What if there were some people partying? They had, you know,
well, there was nobody partying in the house at that point in time.
No, then they could see how much wattage was being pulled in the house, I imagine.
And would it match that of a Bissell Power Force vacuum?
It in?
Yeah, that he had. Yeah, I mean, they take up a little juice. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're enough to, you know, trip, you know, outlets and such. So I don't know. That would be a curious thing to look at as well. The power bill. Can they track down as well as they can, like on a cell device of like hours or times of power pull? I don't know the answer to that. They may not be able to do that.
It just really depends on what specific model they're talking about here. There are so many different types of this If they power force vacuum.
Look, if they're going in and getting the vacuum as a piece of evidence, it tells me they were taking into consideration what she said right away, because it took them several days before they ended up over at Koberger's place. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's what they had to have been doing. Now, was that the same vacuum that he used allegedly? I'd be kind of shocked if it was. I would think he'd be smart enough not to keep the vacuum, because that would be far more damaging, I would say, almost even than a fucking knife.
You'd think.
Because you're literally picking up an atmosphere.
Well, and especially being a criminology student, he knows what they pick up.
Yeah, but he's not smart in terms of like down the road thinking or public perception or socially how anything works. He's very technical minded. And with that does not come a lot of foresight. And that's where he fails. That's my opinion anyway. Okay. Considering his alibi is, I like to look at stars. Like,
well, right.
I think you'd have a little bit more foresight there into what you're going to say if they ever come and get you, unless you thought you are just too smart for the room, which he seems to have a trend of doing. So it was found in the closet near the front door, along with a black glove and receipts. The contents of the vacuum remained undisclosed. I'd love to know what those receipts are, too. Retired NYPD Inspector Paul Morrow weighed in on the discovery, stating if he was exceptionally careful and wore booties, etc., it could explain the lack of other forensics, especially if it was a wet vac.
Now, the wet vacs, not that I'm a vacuum expert, but I did look up the Bissell here. They're big. I mean, what is he, knocking on the door going, hi, cleaning crew? I mean, it would look very odd to be carrying in this massive vacuum.
Well, and you're being stealthy going into this house. So you're carrying your knife and you're carrying the Bissell around.
So, yeah, they do have like a little green machine that picks up like pet stains.
And I have a Bissell in the other room. I could go grab it right now.
Yeah, they're not that big.
Okay, Stacey. Entertain the audience, sing a song or something. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go grab the Bissell in the other room. I will be right back.
This might be the very first time that Tony's ever done this. He's going to the other room to pick up this vacuum. This isn't necessarily the specific vacuum that is referenced, but they don't really tell us. What it does say is a dust container from a Bissell Power Force vacuum. Now, if a wet vac were used and it was the Bissell Power Force, if you care to take the time and look this up on the internet, there are a whole bunch of different models that use the Power Force name. So I don't know if it's a wet vac, if it's one of those pet pickup vacuums where it's kind of tiny and it's just kind of a spot remover if you're cat or dog.
And back everyone with a vacuum. Yeah.
So if your animal, were to vomit or urinate inappropriately on the carpet, this would be a way for you to pick it up.
Get my ear back on so I can hear you.
So, yeah, I've been, while you were gone, as he's putting in his thing here, while you were gone, I was filling in what you might use this vacuum for, especially if you're a pet owner and they do something inappropriate on the carpet and you need to clean it.
What's the name of the vacuum?
It is the Bissell Power Force Vacuum.
Well, this is a Bissell Spot Clean Pro. Okay. So I not the same model, I'm sure. But, I mean, this is a couple years old, but this is about how big it is.
And it's very portable.
You have to plug this one in. They might make a battery version of it now. But, yeah, very portable. I mean, this is for when the dog pees somewhere. And I don't want to lug.
Mentioning while you were gone.
Yeah, but I don't want to lug the big thing around. And you just, here's your hose. But I mean, is this good enough to clean up blood, like to truly remove it?
Well,
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe. I'm going to put my Bissell down. And for those of you listening to the podcast, that literally means a Bissell vacuum.
All right. Yes. Yes. Not an animal.
Or a body part.
You.
Yeah, girls like to go, what do you call it? My Bissell.
Tony. He went there, folks.
That's horrible and really fucked up. Criminal profiler and psychoanalyst John Kelly echoed the sentiment here, saying he was probably trying to clean up hair and fiber. Kelly has previously suggested that the subject may have used the criminology background to stage the crime scene and eliminate forensic evidence. I don't know if we're giving him too much credit here, but the fact that one of the girls says that he had a vacuum, it sounds bizarre, but the little that we know of Koberger, but as much as we do know about Koberger and his kind of weird tendencies towards things and obsessive way of thinking that we understand that he had, and very off, you know, kind of spectrum-ish somewhere, and kind of in that incel area, it doesn't surprise me. This seems how their brain would work. Like, well, you bring it, like, yeah, bring a vacuum, bring a wet vac, just in case.
It's different.
It's certainly different.
But you know, it might be how somebody thinks if they are studying something like this.
Yeah.
You know, how do you clean up a crime scene? Well, you literally bring cleanup materials.
He overthinks the moment, allegedly, but he doesn't think anything beyond it very well. And that seems like there's an obsession on this moment, on this moment where he's going to find this weird pleasure or satisfaction of killing these attractive young women and this and the boy who has one of the women that he doesn't have. And he's finding that pleasure in that, and he's so caught up in that moment of, okay, I did this, now I can't get caught. So bring a vacuum, dude. Like, what, like the wet vax cleanup thing? Like, it's, and then beyond it, it's like, I like to look at the stars. I do like to look at the stars. Everybody's going to believe I like to look at the stars. There's nothing beyond it. It's such a weird, obsessive way of thinking where I can totally see that being something he would have done.
It's possible.
I
wouldn't write anything off at this point.
It rings just to that type of character to me. It just rings true. Who knows? But I do know, really want to know what they found in the contents of that vacuum that they grabbed. Again, like I've been saying, there's a lot of things we don't know yet. A lot of things that are yet to be presented in trial because there's such a gag order on this. We don't know what's on his digital devices. We don't know what's in the contents of that vacuum. But fuck, you find some DNA or digital things in, or not digital, even digital, you find some DNA or something in that, that traces back to that house. Game over.
Absolutely.
Inside Koberger's apartment, police also noted the absence of shower curtains and empty trash cans. However, they did recover bedding with blood stains and hair samples. His office was also searched, but no physical evidence was collected from there. Authorities allege that Koberger meticulously planned to attack and may have researched other knife murders before the slayings. At the crime scene, a knife sheath, of course, was found under Madison Mogan's body, which contained the DNA allegedly matching Koberger. However, the murder weapon has never been recovered. Judge Hippler dismissed all of Koberger's motions to suppress evidence, including an argument that law enforcement improperly withheld information about investigative genetic genealogy techniques, IGG, used to identify him. The judge ruled that such details would have only strengthened the probable cause for search warrants, not weakened it. With the judge's decision standing, Koberger's trial remains set for August. If convicted, he faces the death penalty, and yes, by a firing squad, which I'm cool with, if he's the guy.
Well, I hope they have their case. I hope they have this figured out, because it's getting a little more complex by the days.
Yeah, when we add the Bissell to everything, it's like, holy shit, where do we go from here? I don't know. At the end of the day, this case, as weird as it is, may be decided by a vacuum.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand- brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.